Good evening, radio listening audience. I'm Gary Wallace, and welcome to our program, The Scorpion's Honey. Today's program, The Quickest Divorce Ever, was written by Otrova Gomez for his book, The Scorpion's Honey. Notice how the master weaver of tales skillfully utilizes the element of surprise in this shocking story. Hermenegilda Perez, do you take Guillermo Paz to be your wedded husband, to have and to hold this day forward for the rest of your life?
Yes, I do.
Guillermo Paz, do you take Hermenegilda Perez to be your wedded wife, to have and to hold this day forward for the rest of your life?
It depends.
What do you mean, it depends? Of course it depends. If she vows that she will not end up making my life a miserable mess, I do. But, Guillermo, how can you say that? I know how women are. At first they promise everything. They soon forget what they've said and start making their husband's life a living hell on earth.
But, my love, I adore you.
Good. So let's once and for all make everything clear. If you promise to never start being critical and quarrelsome, I will marry you. If not, we better drop the whole thing right now. Just one moment, the young man. The Holy Church does not associate with or approve of this type of thinking. Well then, Holy Father, you marry her. I don't need to get myself into a mess like that. I will only agree to marry on my terms. This is no joke to me.
But Guillermo, my love, what are you saying?
You heard it, girl. The young man, you are crazy. Marriage is a sacrament that is not the subject to conditions. Well, if that's the case, I'm not getting married.
Oh, my.
I knew it. You don't really love me. Stop your bawling. I'm only asking for some security. Young man, you can't talk like that to my daughter. So you're saying I can't say what I'm thinking?
Okay. Ask of me anything you want, Guillermo.
All right, here are my conditions. I can come home late anytime I feel like it. You will never ask for more when I have given you money. You will not ask me where I'm going or why. You must have a hot meal awaiting me at all times. If anyone is kicked out of the apartment, it will be you. In everything, I demand an unfair advantage. You will receive no retirement pension. Is that clear enough for you? Furthermore, if at any time during the coming year I discover any hidden defects, vices, or things that bother me, I will consider us automatically divorced.
Okay, I accept.
All right, the young man. Do you take Hermenegilda Perez to be your wife? The groom, after pausing for a moment to think. No. After giving this much thought, no. I don't believe she's really accepting my conditions. Women are hypocritical. It's easy for her to say yes now, but later, she will make me pay for it.
But Guillermo, what are you saying?
Do you think you're going to fool me, girl? There is no way that I'm going to marry a hypocrite. But the young man, that she accepted all of your conditions. No, Father, she's only saying yes to my conditions now so she can make me pay for it later. I am definitely not going to marry her. The bride-to-be jumps on Guillermo, scratching, biting, and clawing.
you no good dog, I'm going to teach you a thing or two.
Guillermo, the groom, trying to protect himself. See what I mean? I told you. That's why we're not married. Right there and then, he makes his escape with the entire wedding party in hot pursuit.
Alter egos can flaw the thinking of even intelligent minds. Tune in for another intriguing episode of The Scorpion's Honey. Thanks for listening to KETR 88.9. Your pledges make old-time radio programming like this possible. Your station needs your support. Donate safely and securely online now at ketr.org/support.